Welcome to Coffee Time with Brenda and Mary.
Hey, that's my line.
Hey, Mary, let's just go with the flow. Let's just wing it.
Okay.
Hi. Welcome to another recording of Coffee Time with Brenda and Friends.
Hi, everyone. Mary here.
Yeah, and where have you been?
I know, it's been a while. We haven't done one in a while.
I have been trying to schedule this, girl. I'm busy. But I didn't know someone could be more busy than me.
You know what? There's been some interference. You know how things are with family, friends. It's a new year. Lots of stuff happens in January. I think lots of stuff happens for a lot of people in January. And so it's a busy month. I hope you're all doing okay.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you. I'm sure people are having this kind of this roller coaster ride because we are in some new energy in 2024. It's very exciting. I believe we're coming to the end of a 7-year cycle of where light workers and people who are really trying to do good are having a hard time and things are starting to lighten up.
So you're saying 2024 is going to be a good year because you posted a video on your website, so brilliant.ca, that kind of was a bit spooky.
Okay, so when I say it's going to be a good year, it's going to be a rattling year. Like we've had a lot of things that rattle us, right? That's probably going to continue, but what I'm talking about is how we internally cope with it is going to be easier. Our lives, if you stay really connected, will be easier. And for that video, okay, I did post a video on YouTube which was, I would say, a little bit out of the norm for what I talk about.
Right, so but, just in case you haven't seen it, we're talking about black magic today. Right? Did I say that?
Yeah,
right? That
yeah. And I laugh at that because I know for some people they're just tensing up.
Well, I think for a lot of people, black magic conjures up, you know, witches and brews and curses and hexes, like all those stories we used to hear as children, you know, and it was fun dressing up as a witch for Halloween, but it wasn't really real, was it?
Well, that's the thing. It's real. And I deal with a lot of clients that are suffering from black magic, hexes and curses, negative influence, spiritual attachments. And these people, for them, it's real. Now, I've been a victim of it, so I know it's real. One thing I would like to clarify is there have been some people who have said, if you hold the light, these dark interferences cannot affect you. I disagree. I hold the light. But if I have a belief way back in my subconscious that black magic can affect me, could be coming from a past life, could be something that happened when I was younger and I heard a story. If I have an inch of belief that it can happen, I can be a victim of black magic. Sometimes they're karmic lessons. There's a lot of different ways we can be affected. So if we are to put our head...
If we could just keep it simple, because this is, I think, the first time we've talked about black magic... Just to say, like, so there's, you're saying there's actually people out there that practice a skill in black magic to do harm to other people?
Yeah, and I know it's very hard to comprehend. When I was dealing with clients for the first 7 years of my practice, I would have people telling me, someone's put a curse on me. And I didn't believe in curses. I'm like, how could anyone want to hurt someone else?
Yeah.
I don't understand it. So, but it was coming from all different nationalities. There's some type of the evil eye, the this, the that. I'm like, what are they talking about? So I did get some extensive training. With that extensive training came personal experiences because the best way to experience and know about it is to experience it and get through it. And I can tell you not to bring any fear because in this new energy, this is what's so exciting. And this is why I'm reaching out to people. If you are suffering from unknown circumstances in your life that just are not working out, like maybe there's blocks in relationships, getting married, having kids, passing exams, to your health and unexplainable health
conditions. I think all of us probably have bad days and even a couple of bad weeks where things seem to happen in threes sometimes.
I know, but this is longer. But this is like some people have been suffering for 10 years saying, why can't I just move forward? It's for those people who know in their heart they're supposed to be there, but something just keeps pulling them back.
Wow.
Some people have had cases that has happened more recently for the last say, 6 months, their life has gone into chaos and they don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And we have come to the investigation that it was black magic, and we had to break it. Sometimes it goes for years and years of it, which then makes sense. But once we dissolve this, once we release the person, protect them going forward, the amount of changes in that person's life, I get so many heartfelt, teared conversations. Brenda, you saved my life. I didn't save their life. They saved their life because they found help. They, you know, they said, I have something wrong. And I remember, you can go to someone and say something's wrong, but if they don't understand it, they can't help you.
So I feel like people that have been stuck for a long time, like, or are having lots of problems, usually, you know, go to their doctor for the health stuff. They go to a psychologist to talk about stuff. They talk to friends. They might get into, you know, taking medications. They might take courses to try to fix their financial situation. But you're saying if they're under black magic, none of that works. And if they book a call with you, that you will be able to tell them right away if they're under black magic?
Sometimes it's not right away. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do have to talk with them a bit and sit with it and sometimes meditate on it, because it depends on the level of black magic. Now, sometimes there are people who are just newly getting into this and they're practicing on someone. And they may practice on someone they don't even know. So their black magic is not that good, which is usually very easy to see.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're dealing with people who are doing this for a living or they pay someone to do it, we're dealing with some pretty high-level black magic that hides. So sometimes it's a bit of asking questions, getting a feel for what's there, and then it's kind of like starts to present itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always the easiest thing to notice, but as we're talking and the clients are telling me this, and this, I'll get a download and say, oh, we're dealing with this. Then I determine how what stage of this is, how mm-hmm. long have they had it, because it can start affecting their family members, their homes, things like that. But I think the bottom line, Mary, is these topics are not the norm. There's a mm-hmm. stigmatism. Let's say if I came up to you and say, hey, Mary, guess what? I'm being attacked by black magic. How mm-hmm. do you respond to someone? So people are embarrassed to tell people. People keep it a secret. So a lot of people who are suffering on the outside are showing that they're okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they might have the sickness. Yeah, they're having the financial, but they're going to work. They're struggling. But
they're faking it.
They don't want people to know how bad, because it makes no sense what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the issue. They're embarrassed to reach out. Reach out to me. I have no judgment. I've been through it. I mean, watch the video. I'll put the link on below.
Okay.
It's a informative video. I gave, I think, one example of myself and some clients. But there's so many examples. It is a very common problem.
Mm-hmm.
But in this new energy, we can break it easier than ever before.
Yeah. I'm overwhelmed at the amount of stuff I don't know when it comes to this, the world that you're living in. I'm also overwhelmed with how much compassion and energy you have to end people's suffering. And so I think if you're out there listening to this and need help, Brenda's a free call away. Like, you can talk to her for free and do a consult and see if she can help you. I would really encourage you to reach out.
Yeah, and I would love you to reach out. Just, you know, there's no judgment. You can tell me anything. I've heard it all. Mm. So I'll never turn you away. And you know what? Sometimes I may have to put you in another direction. Sometimes mm-hmm. that does happen. But generally, I can get that download that says, yes, we'll have success, mm-hmm. and then we go for it, right? And I would love to hear from anyone who's suffering.
Yeah, very interesting topic. Yeah. I'm sure we'll do some more of these on Black Magic, because I think there's a lot more questions to ask. Yeah. But for today, that was the introduction, and that's all the time we have.
Yeah.
So for more information, go to www.sobrilliant.ca.
Sobrilliant.ca, or click on the link below and you'll get a little more information if you're interested.
Yeah, ask your questions, people. We love getting them. Thank you so much, everyone.
Bye-bye. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us.
If you have any questions or comments, visit us at sobrilliant.ca.
Sending you lots of love and light. Until next time.